From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm John Gatto. Smokers hate it, health advocates applaud it, and lawmakers debated it literally for years. Whatever side you're on, Wisconsin's new statewide smoking ban goes into effect Monday, July 5th.
It's part of the culture. They've done it for years, and all of a sudden it changes overnight to them.
Once the initial shock is over, it's just like anything else. You just kind of get used to it.
How are they going to go down and check every place to make sure people aren't smoking unless people turn them in, which if they're smoking, they're probably not going to turn them in.
We're not going to go out looking for it, and if their patrons don't contact us and the owners aren't contacting us, we're probably not going to know about it.
It's harder for the smaller motels to be able to enforce this.
It should be up to us what we want to do on that, because we are the one who pays the bill.
In this hour of Newsmakers, we're focusing on Wisconsin's new smoking ban. Wisconsin Public Radio's Danielle Kading talks this half hour with La Crosse area law enforcement, as well as owners of bars, restaurants, and motels, to get their thoughts on how the new law will play out in the Cooley region. We begin with this conversation with La Crosse County Sheriff Steve Helgeson on how law enforcement has been preparing to enforce the ban.
We've done some education with our officers so that they're aware what's required of them and what the law contains and what we need to be looking at for enforcement purposes. So I guess at this point, primarily some education with our officers.
What type of education are you doing?
What the provisions of the law are, who can be cited and when, and under what circumstances.
So what are the circumstances that people would be cited if they were found to be breaking the law?
Well, basically in Wisconsin, with the law that goes into effect, smoking is going to be prohibited in any public place or workplace indoors. And so that would include restaurants and taverns, which probably affects some of the public more than other places. And so what's required is that the operator or the manager post notices to let the public know that or their workplace that the smoking is prohibited. If someone should begin smoking, then they are required to make contact with that person and ask them to stop. And if the person refuses to stop, then what they need to do is refuse to serve the person any further and contact local law enforcement. At this point, we're much more interested in education of restaurant owners, tavern owners, workplaces than we are in citing. Citing would certainly be the very last action that we would take. As a matter of fact, the law even requires that for the first violation for a manager or a business place that they be given a written documented warning indicating what the problem is. So certainly the first time anyway, we would be issuing a warning.
After the first warning, if they're found to be in violation again, I believe the penalty is $100.
Right, in the range of $100 to $250. In La Crosse County here, if we issue a citation to either the person that's doing the smoking or the person that's in control of that area, the fine amount would be $189.50.
Which is about what people are cited if they're found to be speeding, right?
Speeding citations are also very expensive, so it is in that neighborhood, absolutely.
Would you kind of compare the two? Do you think that they're quite similar as far as the violations are considered under the law?
Ultimately, the legislature is one that sets those fine amounts, so apparently the Wisconsin legislature feels that way.
So are you concerned that some bar owners or restaurants or hotels may just decide to ignore the ban?
I think that's possible, and you know, quite honestly, we're not going to go out looking for it, and if their patrons don't contact us and the owners aren't contacting us, we're probably not going to know about it. But it is there for public health purposes, but I assume that there will be places that choose to ignore it.
Will it be a little bit difficult then to enforce this if people aren't going to do their own community policing, I guess?
It certainly is a low priority for the Sheriff's Department. I can give you an example. As we have in La Crosse County about 500 square miles. At times we have as few as three deputies out on the road. And so last year we had about 25,000 calls for service. So oftentimes our calls are stacked up and we prioritize those calls by what type of emergency they are or what type of call they are. So certainly smoking in an enclosed area or public area is going to be very low, and we'll get to it when we can, but our response time may be considerable.
Carol and Jack Woolley own the Hideaway Bar and Restaurant in Chaseburg, and they've already been smoke-free for a little over a year now. But you guys decided to just bite the bullet.
Yeah, we did. We decided When the cigarette tax was going to be charged to our inventory for the second time, we thought maybe we just wouldn't sell cigarettes anymore. And my husband said, let's go one better and just not have smoking anymore.
And so what was it like then transitioning?
Basically, there was a few people that quit coming in. Most of them will all come back. There was a little bit of complaining. But actually, most people took it real well. And I found out that a lot of smokers don't even smoke in their own house. So it wasn't really a big deal. They just stepped outside to smoke.
Actually, we gained a lot of customers when we went no smoking. They said, oh, we can bring friends we couldn't bring before, or we can bring our family in. I think it's been a hit. We've come out better off for doing it. But we do tend to sell a lot of food here along with the beer, and I think that made the adjustment a lot easier for this place as opposed to a bar that's strictly a bar and not really a food place.
Do you think that for other bars in this area who may not be smoke-free yet, that it'll be a little bit difficult for them to transition?
Well, definitely. I think it's going to be a lot harder for them to transition into it because people go to the bars to relax, and relaxing is part of smoking. So I think it's going to be real hard on certain bars in certain areas.
Do you think many bar owners in the county may ignore the smoking ban and just do what they've always done and have customers smoke inside?
I think so, absolutely. And that's probably their choice, too. But there's some places that are out in the country that, you know, they're just... I wouldn't see a reason why they didn't have to change unless I got turned in. But, you know, I suppose that'll be their own choices. I know some bar owners actually are looking forward to the no smoking, but they were afraid to do it because of customer, you know, it's to confront customers to not smoke.
Well, what about that fact of confronting customers if they are lighting up and they're not supposed to be? Do you think that it'll be difficult to deal with smokers who come to the bars after July 5th, or do you think they're pretty resigned to it by now?
We still have some that forget, even after a year. And you know what's funny? The other customers, I don't have to say anything. The other customers will say, there's no smoking in there, and they're like, oh, I'm sorry, and they go outside. So, no, not really.
It's habits.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, habits are hard to break. They're so used to doing it. It's part of the culture. They've done it for years, and all of a sudden it changes overnight to them, you know, because they can do it at other bars and not here right now. So they tend to forget here on occasion. And like I say, most of the time I don't have to say a word. The person sitting next to them will tell them. But I've asked some to take it out, and they always do. I don't have big trouble.
So your employees haven't had a hard time dealing with the smoking ban, or are you going smoke-free before the ban?
It's been an adjustment for them. A lot of them do smoke, and they, especially in the winter, it's a little cold down here to go out, but they relieve each other. Maybe the waitress will bartend long enough for the bartender to go out and vice versa, but they've adjusted real well, and I think they like their jobs better than their cigarette, at least. So they're still here. Nobody quit over it.
So overall, do you think that the state's going to have mixed success with the smoking ban then?
I think it'll work for the most part, other than pockets where, you know, people don't want to. Maybe the owners smoke and they want to keep smoking. Yeah, there might be some that don't cooperate from the start. But for the most part, I think it'll go through all right.
In time, it'll all work out, and it'll all be no smoking.
Do you think there are some bar owners who might go out of business because they have predominantly smokers for customers?
That's a tough one. I don't know. I think most of them will survive. There could be a few lost. I know when other cities have done it on their own, people have gone to other bars outside of the city. But now that it's going statewide, they won't have that option, so they won't be as inclined to not go to their favorite place.
Meanwhile, in La Crosse, Arterial Bar and Grill manager Andrew Bry says they're still getting the place ready for when the smoking ban takes effect.
Our plans here are going to concentrate more on our interior as far as cleanup and expanding our restaurant area. More seating, as I anticipate more customers coming in family-wise for dinner, lunches, and breakfasts in a little more pleasant non-smoking environment. Outdoors-wise, in order not to disturb our neighbors, we're not going to pursue anything too major, perhaps a couple of awnings here and there to accommodate those customers who do want to have a cigarette while they're enjoying the bar and restaurant.
So how are your customers feel about the smoking ban coming up right now?
I haven't heard it too much either way. I would say the younger people are a little more shocked. The trend seems to be as later it gets in night, the more people want to have a cigarette when they're out enjoying an alcoholic beverage.
A lot of business owners have said that it should have been their choice to decide whether or not they go non-smoking.
I would have to agree with that solely on the fact that we do own the building and the property. It is federally legal to smoke a cigarette. We do pay, as bar owners, lots and lots of tax revenue to the city, the state, and the federal government. I do feel that it should be our choice to, you know, one, run what kind of business we run inside of our doors. However, I understand where it's coming from, as all of the surrounding states have done it. It just seems to make sense as a forward trend as far as the entire economy in the United States goes, trending healthier, for lack of a better word there.
So what about the time period that has lapsed between when they decided they were going to put the smoking ban into effect till when it actually takes effect? Do you think that that phase-in period was necessary, or it doesn't really make a difference?
I don't know that it made a whole lot of difference. I don't think that with such a drastic change, particularly with Wisconsin's history, strong lacrosse in general, their strong history of local bar and grills, I don't think it was necessary. I think it just kind of comforted everybody as far as your smoking patrons and your bar owners who were nervous about it. I think it kind of gave them that few weeks, months, almost a year to make a different plan of attack as far as how they're going to run their day-to-day operations.
Do you think a lot of bars are going to pursue like an outdoor smoking area?
What I've been hearing through the grapevine is that lots of local establishments are going through the process of applying for outdoor beer garden, quote-unquote, or outdoor smoking rooms. I don't know how many of them actually have the area to make that happen, as La Crosse is obviously a very small city as far as area-wise, and all our older homes and businesses are very close together. To answer your question, I do think that a lot of folks, owners and managers, are going to try to accommodate 100% of their customers as best as they can, the non-smoking ones indoors and the ones who choose to smoke outdoors. Hopefully the city will allow a few of these to go through so that we can have an outdoor dining experience as well during the day. And then if you get later in the evening, a few of your younger patrons, your 25 to 35, will want to relax after work and have a smoke.
Have you talked to any other bar owners about how they're planning to address the ban?
Oh, absolutely. Within La Crosse, we have a very strong tavern league. We try to get together as often as we can, frequent each other's establishments for lunch and so on and so forth, and just discuss what we can do proactively to make our customers, our La Crosse citizens, dining experience more enjoyable.
Do you think there are going to be some bar owners, though, who will just choose to ignore the ban?
I don't know if it'll be the bar owners that'll choose to ignore it as much as it'll be the diehard customers that'll choose to ignore the ban. I can see some of the smaller, more local neighborhood places who maybe don't have as much to offer as the larger downtown or chain restaurants do may not have a choice in the matter. If they only have a handful of customers on any given day and those handful of customers are smoking, I don't know what they can do. I hope that that's not the case, but I can see that possibly happening, that it's not necessarily a bar owner saying, please come here and smoke, but patrons taking over a bar and smoking. I don't know if that's a possibility or not, but that's kind of my gut feeling on it.
What about the penalties that are associated with it?
Well, I think my understanding, what the La Crosse Police Department has told us at our various Tavern League meetings, is as long as we are not providing smoking materials such as ashtrays and lighters, we have proper signage in an area outdoors to smoke, and we are asking and or telling our customers we're not allowed to have cigarettes in here, that fine is going to go on the individuals. That's the individual's responsibility, then, not a bartender or a bar owner.
Do you think it's going to be a good thing overall?
I think overall it's probably for the best. I think it will be a good thing once the initial shock is over, and it's just like anything else. You just kind of get used to it. Take, for example, when they changed from 18 to 21, drinking age, that was an enormous issue for everybody in the area. And sure enough, after a year, you just got used to it. Those of us that do choose to have a cigarette on their free time when they're enjoying a bar and restaurant, after the first couple of times, it'll just be second nature. You'll get up before you know it and step outside, and it won't be a big deal.
You anticipate it'll be more business for you then?
I'm hoping so, yeah. I'm hoping to get back some of the I don't know, nurses, doctors, patients and whatnot that are coming to and from our great hospitals here in the area, being I'm within walking distance of both of them. I'm hoping to see some of those more quote-unquote health-conscious folks coming in for lunch, dinner, and perhaps a beer or two.
Shai and Jody Angel, they're co-owners of the Maple Grove Motel. They've owned it for more than 20 years. And what are your feelings about the statewide smoking ban going into effect?
Well, I think that hotels shouldn't have that kind of ban because it's not affecting anybody else here beside the people that smoke in their rooms that they're staying in. But if we have to comply with this ban, we will prepare and make sure that there's signs and we do what we can.
So do you have smoking and non-smoking rooms right now?
Yes, we do.
About how many rooms do you have?
We have 26 rooms total, and about 10 are non-smoking.
So the majority of your rooms are smoking. So have you had to do a lot of preparation to get ready for the smoking ban, cleaning and things like that?
Yes, we did. And we're still doing more things like putting signs on the smoking rooms so people will understand they can't smoke in those rooms anymore, and putting some big sand ashtrays that people can smoke outside and, you know, put their cigarettes away.
My biggest concern would be that people would smoke in the rooms and possibly burn things with no ashtrays being in the rooms. That's my biggest concern at this point.
You think some of your customers will just go ahead and light up anyway?
I think so, yeah.
Motel business, it's going to be harder to enforce because we don't have control about what the people are really doing in the rooms when they're staying in there. We don't see what they do. We just see afterwards when they're checking out. So it's going to be harder for us to keep track with that. But we will inform all our customers that they're not supposed to smoke in the rooms.
A lot of business owners have said it should be their choice whether or not a smoking ban should be put in place. And you definitely feel that way?
Most definitely.
Why do you think it should be the business owner's choice whether or not there is a smoking ban? Or?
Well, I guess for me, I'm talking about the hotel industry. I believe that the restaurants should be smoke-free. I mean, I totally agree with that because you've got a lot of people coming in sharing the same
space.
I just think it's harder for the smaller motels to be able to enforce this.
And when people are staying in a room that is a smoking room, it's not affecting any non-smoker in another room. So I just don't understand the logic of it.
Is there anything else that you feel could have been done in accordance with the smoking ban? Or do you feel like business owners were really given a voice in the decision-making process?
I think this is just the legislator choice. You know, people never vote for that or never asked about it. And I think it would have been more useful and more helpful if there would be a vote for that law.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm here with Philip Patel. He's the owner of the Welch Motel. And I guess I'm just wondering, what was your first reaction when you learned almost a year ago that the state of Wisconsin had passed a smoking ban that would affect most public places?
Well, the first time I heard that, I actually thought it's going to benefit us because we are exterior property, so actually people could get out easily to smoke outside. So actually, I don't mind that at all. So I think it's nice.
How do your customers feel about it?
Well, most of them our guests are non-smoker. We only have like 2% of rooms, which is the smoking. So basically, we all have non-smoking rooms, so it's not actually a bad thing at all.
Have you had to make any preparations for the rooms that are smoking?
Well, I haven't started yet, but I'm going to have to do some work on it to, you know, make sure all the smoke is going and all that. But I haven't started yet.
Will that cost you a little bit of money?
It is going to cost me so much money, yeah, that's for sure. But it's part of business.
If you had the choice, would you be going non-smoking right now?
No, I would actually live the way it is. I would just leave my 2% rooms to be smoking, yeah. During the weekends, I wish if I had all non-smoking, and during the weekdays, I wish if I had more smoking, because the most of the construction workers that we stay, you know, those people who stays here, they like to have a smoking room, and all the tourist people, they like to have a non-smoking room, so it's both ways.
Do you feel like you'll lose any customers?
I don't think so. I will lose anybody because it's a whole state is going to be a non-smoking. So I just look at this way. If they want to stay in a motel, it's going to be non-smoking either way. So they have no choice. So.
Have you spoken with other business owners or other motel owners about the smoking ban and their thoughts on it?
Usually the bigger hotels are kind of upset because they have a 3 or 4 floors and the hallways and all that. So they think about it. When the guest has to go outside to smoke, they have to, you know, come down from 4th floor to 1st floor, walk on a hallway and all that. So they are kind of more upset than us because we have actually exterior property. So for us, it's not a really big deal.
Chris Roderick says the smoking ban won't be a big deal for his business either. He's the owner of Piggy's Restaurant in La Crosse.
We are pretty much smoke-free in the entire facility as it is. We have a private cigar lounge where we allow cigar smoke and those types of things. And it would have been nice to have kept that, but since we're unable to do that, we'll go ahead and just move that into a private dining area right now.
So how have your customers reacted to that?
I think they're going to be fine with it. They're looking forward to it. We seat the cigar lounge for lunch all the time. We don't allow smoking, and people really like that. So I think it's just an added benefit for us. And I think with the live blues that we do on the weekends, sometimes people may not want to partake in that, so they could certainly go into the cigar lounge, and now they wouldn't have to worry about the cigar smoke, you know, battling that. So it's one of those things. Do I go in for a little quiet time and then deal with the cigar smoke or listen to the band? So I think it'll be fine. I think it's going to work out just great.
Have you had to make many preparations then to gear up for the upcoming smoking ban?
No, we really haven't done much of anything. We're just going to post the signs and pull the cigar signage and stuff like that in the humidor, but we'll pull all that stuff off the shelves and we'll be ready to go.
Wisconsin Public Radio's Danielle Kading prepared that montage of reaction from La Crosse area businesses and law enforcement to Wisconsin's new smoking ban, which takes effect Monday, July 5th. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm John Gatto. Our production team includes Steve Rysom, Danielle Kading, Mary Meehan Stroob, and our senior news editor and producer, John Davis. Newsmakers is back the first Thursday in August in its new one-hour version of the program with greater flexibility and scope to explore top stories through interviews, features, and documentary-style reporting. Newsmakers will produce additional monthly specials in both August and September and will provide expanded election year coverage this fall. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, please visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. In addition to Newsmakers, you'll find archived reports and special series produced by the La Crosse News Bureau, as well as network news from Wisconsin Public Radio and National Public Radio. And if you'd like to comment on this edition of Newsmakers or have a suggestion for future shows, you'll also find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/lacrosse.